نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الحلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. أطيع الله وأطيع الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. Where we left the previous session is that you have to know that the best of amal is to leave the hidden forbidden sins. The sins that they are forbidden, but they are not seeable. Seeable? Visible. They are hidden within that person. So if the hidden sins were left, it is for sure the sins that they are not, that they are visible. If you leave those who are not visible, for sure those who are visible you already left. And that's why they said that إن أفضل الأعمال ترك المعاصي الباطنة.
Best of deeds is to leave the inner sins.
To leave the inner sins, the invisible ones. The best of your deeds. لأن الباطنة إذا تركت كان صاحبها للمعاصي الظاهرة أترك. If the hidden ones were left, for sure the visible ones are going to be, already he left them. He cleaned himself from them. So in that way, you can understand in seclusion that there are a lot of hidden sins that you are committing. And they come as to you as wild ones, because they cannot accept that you leave them. They can accept, yourself can accept to leave the visible one, because it puts you in a shamey or a position that people look at you, you are committing a sin. But the hidden ones, the self is holding them. They don't want to release them. Cannot release them. So that's why they come to you in the seclusion as wild animals, trying to attack you, because you are trying to attack them, to throw them out of your body, out of yourself. They come and they attack you. And that's why you can in seclusion you can see many visions, or you can see many dreams, or you can hear many voices that are scary voices. You might do 100 seclusion and you don't see anything, because might be these seclusions are seclusion for make the self happy. Anytime, even you are in seclusion and you are doing awrad or zikrullah and you felt pleasure, drop it. That is a trick. When you feel happiness that you are doing something, means the ego is playing there with you. Drop it immediately. Change to something else. As soon as you satisfy your ego yourself, and the ego begin to feel happiness, drop that. Change to something else. You will see that it is very difficult. Become not acceptable. And that's why Maulana said that when you feel you are happy in doing zikrullah, may 20,000, 30,000, 40,000, when you begin to feel that pressure, change. Read Quran. then you feel it's difficult. I'm reading it, and I was in pleasure there. Don't let yourself to be in pleasure. Always come against it, even in awrat. Even in worshipness. When you feel that you begin to feel happy, drop, do something else. That make you fighting all the time, struggling with your ego. So, فَمَنْ كَانَتْ سَرِيرَتُهُ أَفْضَلُ مِنْ عَلَانِيَتِهِ فَذَلِكَ الْفَضْلُ مِنْ عَلَانِيَتِهِ. If the inner self or the hidden self, that the invisible self that no one can see except yourself, if it become clean and perfect, more than the visible what you are doing, that is fadlum min Allah. That is a grant and honor, favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Means when you try to uplift your inner self higher and higher by letting down your ego, making your ego down, stepping on your ego for its desires, coming against your ego, whatever desire your ego is asking, you are saying no. That is a struggle between you and yourself. No one can see that. That is will make you, if that is more powerful than your visible one, than your visible characteristic that you are doing, if that hidden is higher, your visible badness is lower, means what you do in daily life become less and less to the people, and your polishing your heart more and more, becoming higher, that to Allah is better. Allah likes that. Because now you are clean from inside. To clean the inside is more difficult than to clean the outside. People today, they clean the outside and leave the inside. And that's why you look at person, oh, mashallah, he has big turban, long beard, dressing sunnah cloth. Not only that, carrying a stick also. And moving between people, oh, this is a big sheikh. Let us go to him, take barakah. They don't know what is hidden inside that sheikh. So that's what, that if you drop that and make your hidden self, the invisible one, better than the visible one, you have to dress your heart with a turban. You have to dress your heart with a jubba. You have to dress your heart with a stick. Like when Allah asked Sayyidina Musa, what you are holding in your hand? He said, a stick. Hey, what is that stick? I know it's stick. What you are doing with it? What he said? He said, atawakka'u alayya. I lean on it. And I guide my flock. What you lean on, a stick? In reality, he is saying to his Lord, Ya Rabbi, I am leaning on the stick which is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. That is my stick. And I'm guiding my flock with it. I'm guiding the Ummah with that La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And Allah knows it is a stick. But why he asked him? He wants that answer. He wants the hidden one. He wants the invisible one. That the belief in the invisible, that yes, I am doing my best. People think it is a stick, but it is not. Ate all the snakes, ate the illusions. When reality comes, illusions go. So it is not a normal stick. So the stick that you are carrying inside your heart, everyone has, Allah gave him a stick. Like he gave Sayyidina Musa a stick. Everyone has a stick within himself. And how much he can clean himself with that stick, with the stick of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. That's why it is recommended to recite La ilaha illallah always. Because it is the stick that corrects you to the right path. Because the straightforward stick cane. It's a cane. We explained that before, that's why it's good to have the to get all this series that we begin from beginning of Ramadan to today. Then you can follow what we have said before. So to dress your heart with a turban and a jubba is far more better than to dress your physical body with turban and jubba. Like a clock, like that clock. You see it's moving. It has these, what you call them, needles? Arms. But if the battery is not working, what happens? Don't see anything. But from outside, oh, it's nice. Oh, I will buy it, it's nice. But where is the batteries? You need the batteries inside. So what we are doing is we are dressing from the outside and we are not trying to put the battery charging our hearts. And Allah said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَى صُوَارِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ إِلَى قُلُوبِكُمْ. Prophet ﷺ said that Allah doesn't look to your the physicality outside, the images, suwarikum, your pictures, your image, your outside form, he looks at your heart. So if that heart is not charged, and how you charge the heart? They charge with what? You have a cell phone, what to do with it?
Plug it in.
So they gave you that stick to plug in. That stick is a plug. Heavenly stick. La ilaha illallah, it's a plug. The stick of oneness, the cane of oneness. Because when you point at something, what you point with what? Either you point with a, you know, with your finger, which is like a cane, isn't it? Or you point with a cane, or today they are pointing like this small antenna, they open it. It's small, but become big. How it become big? It's so small like that, they carry it here, professors. Pointer. Professor. So, you open, it open, it goes longer and longer. There is a pointer in the heart, very small. When you open it, becomes big. Now there is better also in the heart. There is these pointers that they press and the red light will come. Laser will. This is what you need in your heart. A laser beam that charges the heart. And then the inside becomes better than the outside. When the inside coming better than the outside, you are dressing the inside with all this charging the heart and dressing it with all this kind of beautiful decoration of turbans, beard, dress means the spiritual beard, the spiritual turban, the spiritual dress, then your inside become better than the outside. That come in fadlillah. That's from Allah's favors on you and grants on you. This is first. Second, whoever وَمَنْ تَسَاوَتْ سَرِيرَتُهُ وَعَلَنِيَتُهُ فَذَلِكَ عَدْلٌ.
Whoever's inside and outside are equal, that is justice.
So the first one is when the inside more than the outside, the inside charge it well, that's what a sainthood, that is to guide you to become in the way of sainthood. But if you balance between both of them, what is inside you and what is outside you are equal in the balance, this is justice. You are just giving for your dunya and for your akhirah. As Sayyidina Ali said, that he said, اعمل لدنياك كأنك تعيش أبدا وعمل لآخرتك كأنك تموت غدا. Do for your dunya as if you are living forever. Do for your akhirah as if you are dying tomorrow. You are balancing. It's okay. But you will not get sainthood. You will get student level, not professor. Professor, how many years after PhD to become professor?
How many years?
10 years of research, isn't it? Or papers, to put paperwork or books to become a professor. You can become PhD, is okay, like doctor. You can doctor, but you cannot be practicing until you make residency. So whoever balance between theory and the theory of the heart and theory of the body, it's okay. That is justice. You balance. You go in the normal walking life, like a one that wants, okay, I want paradise only. I don't want maqam, maq'ad al-sadiq. I don't want to be with prophets and other prophets. Ma'alladhina an'ama Allahu alayhim min al-nabiyyin wa al-siddiqin wa al-shuhada wa al-salihin. I don't want to be with those four groups. Prophets and pious people and sin and trustworthy people and martyrs. I don't want to be with them. I want to be in a normal first level. That's okay. That's second. That's middle. And the third one, which most of us, most of people, not most, if not all, very few not doing that. وَمَنْ كَانَتْ عَلَانِيَّتُهُ أَفْضَلُ مِنْ سَرِيرَتِهِ.
Whoever's outer self is better than his inner self.
Means he look after his outer, his dresses, his body, his pleasure, his daily, what he has to do, daily life in his life, more than what he is looking for, bringing up the inner self, means more than what he must do for charging his heart with that laser battery, laser beam. فَذَلِكَ ظُلْمٌ وَجُورٌ أَوْ هُوَ الظُّلْمُ وَجُورٌ.
That's oppression and injustice.
That will be the oppression and the injustice. Al-jawr, you know al-jawr? Wa-zulm. That is the real oppression. Now they say, oh, you are oppressing your brother. People might oppress others. But they don't see how much they are oppressing themselves by making their inside, by not giving what they are not charging their inside in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are letting Jalut of the nafs, Jalut is the enemy of Talut. Talut, Allah sent him to fight Jalut. Talut represent the inner. Jalut represents the outside. Talut is the Atainahu Bastatan fil ilmi wal jism. We have given him abundance of knowledge and body.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. فلما فصل طالوت بالجنود ألم تر إلى الملأ من بني إسرائيل من بعد موسى إذ قالوا لنبي لهم ابعث لنا ملكا نقاتل في سبيل الله قال هل عسيتم إن كتب عليكم القتال ألا تقاتلوا قالوا وما لنا ألا نقاتل في سبيل الله وقد أخرجنا من ديارنا وأبنائنا فلما كتب عليهم القتال تولوا إلا قليلا منهم والله عليم بالظالمين وقال لهم نبيهم إن الله قد بعث لكم طالوت ملكا قالوا أنى يكون له الملك علينا ونحن أحق بالملك منه ولم يؤت سعة من المال قال إن الله اصطفاه عليكم وزاده بسطة في العلم والجسم والله يؤتي ملكه من يشاء والله واسع عليم
When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they said to their prophet, Bani Israel, that Allah sent a king to fight in the way of Allah, to fight tyranny. Send us a king. And Allah sent Talut. Also, we have to ask, always, Allah sending us a king means Allah asking Allah to guide us. The king for what? To fight the enemy. Means you are must ask Allah always, Ya Rabbi, send us a power. Send us a guidance that we will be able to fight our egos. The devil, the devils that they are overtaking ourselves. They are controlling us. They are completely dressing us. They are the tyrant of ourselves. Give us that power. Allah sent Talut. So what he gave him? To fight that, to fight the enemy, to fight Jalut, the tyrant, what? He gave him bastatan fil ilmi wal jism. He gave him abundance in body work and in what? In knowledge. Body work like what? Like we explained in the previous session. The spiritual martial art of the spirit and the soul, not martial art of the, what we explained, the Riyadiyun in the previous session. Riyadiyun means those who are doing very extensive training and exercises, but not for the outside body. You see big muscles here and big muscles here, and they jump here and jump there. That is imitation. You need your soul to be able to jump here and there. You be able to, your soul to be free from the cage of the self. So the tyrant of the body has caged the body, which is a tyrant. The tyranny of the body has put your spirit in a cage. You want to open it. Allah gives you what? He gave you talut, means he gave you bastatan fil ilmi wal jism. He gave you abundance in knowledge and in body. In body work means spiritual power. So when you build up that through seclusions and through awrad, then you will be able to defeat. And who defeated Dawood with a slingshot? He killed Jalut with one stone. He not needed more. So with one stone, you can kill the devil inside yourself. With one shot, but you know where to have to shoot. You have to shoot to the center of gravity. When you see this, sometimes they are racing in cars, and they can turn their cars on two tires. You know, if they go more where there is more, if they do not balance where is the center of gravity, they will fall down, is that what you call that?
Tilt over.
So they have to balance that center of gravity. That is the focal point. You have to see where is this focal center of gravity of the body where you aim your bow and it hit, and everything in 1 second open to you, the unseen. But still what we are doing, we are amateurs. We are taking the bow and shooting on that target. It goes there, it goes there, it goes there, it goes there. It doesn't go directly to where it needs to go. So, means you cannot do anything. There are today prizes. You go to this children place and they said you shoot. If you shoot and hit well, a gift comes. If you shoot and you don't hit, what happened? Nothing. No gift. The child keep shooting and shooting, spending money, spending money, spending money, to be able to shoot one, even if he get a gift that he spent millions, still he's getting something, he's happy. You have to keep shooting and shooting on your ego, on yourself. Even you spend all your life shooting, keep shooting until you hit, even getting a small candy from your Lord is enough that open for you doors to seven heavens. The smell that you can smell in seclusion when the Sheikh sent to you through these experiences in seclusion is enough for you to be happy all your life. Like Prophet said, if the finger of one Huri, if she put her finger out of paradise to this dunya, the whole dunya will faint from the beauty of her finger, man and woman, and from that beautiful smell. So keep shooting on your ego. Keep fighting, struggling with your ego until you hit. Even one time is enough. And then you get that small candy. It's not very small, tiny, it's enough. Like the one of the neighbors of Sayyidina Musa, he said, "Ya Musa, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send me iman. I have no iman in my heart." He said, "How you have no iman? You don't believe in me?" "I believe in you, I have no iman. Send me iman." That he wants that love. And Sayyidina Musa asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he said, "Ya Musa, I'm sending him iman, go." From when he was asking Allah in Sur Sina, he went to his neighbor to tell him the good news that Allah sent you iman. He found him gone. He's completely not present anymore. Opening his mouth. How many times I saw Grand Sheikh and Maulana Sheikh Nazim in that position? For many hours. They are in that presence. Where? Allah knows. So Musa, Sayyidina Musa pushed his neighbor. Oh my neighbor, I'm coming with the good news. What good news? Allah sent him a drop. And he said, "Ya Rabbi, what you did? I asked you to send little bit iman, you made him drunk. I don't want him drunk." He said, "Ya Musa, I gave him even an atom of iman, nothing, little bit, make him drunk. Even you grind him, he will not feel that pain. So it's enough one drop from that ocean of beauty that Allah sent to his servant when he is on his way, on the way, struggling with his ego, will be like the sling.
The slingshot.
A slingshot, what's going to kill a man? With a slingshot, but it's a laser beam. Hitting on the right point. Sayyidina Dawood is a prophet. On the right place, hit and make him down. Jalut is the tyrant at that time. But every person has a Jalut in himself. Every human being has one Jalut here, there, in his heart, commanding and controlling the heart of every individual. You have to hit on that Jalut. You have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that stick. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Without Muhammadur Rasulullah, also that stick will not work. Has to be through Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, intercession of Prophet for you, in order to enable you to hit on the spot, on that point, focal point, to bring everything down. You see today, when they brought, before they want to bring building down, they put some explosive and they explode the building, all the other building around it fall down. Long time ago, might be this is 50, 60 years ago. Today they don't do that. They put dynamite or whatever explosive in places, and you see the building by itself coming, all the buildings around it are safe. You don't hit this or don't hit, it goes down completely. That's where they are using the center of gravity. They know where are these points that can bring one down. You have to bring your the jalut of the body, of the heart, down. You don't need to destroy everything. You have to destroy only that part, because if you destroy everything, you'll be finished. You'll become drunk. If you like to be drunk, it's okay. In Allah's love. But they want you to do your work in dunya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us, and we'll continue next session, inshallah, about these seclusions experiences. Wa min Allahi tawfiq wa hirmatul fatiha.